It's Next Gen Farmers Day, brought to you by Wilkinson Independent Grocers in Delhi.
My name is Ingrid Bax. The farm name is Mark Hoover Dairy. We bought the farm in 2015, and we started milk processing in 2023.
And you've changed your milk processing a little bit, that you're going to be doing some here right on site?
Yes. Previously, the milk was shipped off to another plant. Farther away. Now a part of the milk is getting processed on the farm where we live.
You said when you started doing that, there was a little bit of red tape and hoops to jump through. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Like what goes into being able to do it here on site?
You have to get approved by OMAFRA. We have the same regulations as the larger plants. So that's very challenging for a small business.
Was it difficult to get that equipment here?
Not so the equipment, the regulations for how you, all for the plant, what you need to do, have for cleaning and sanitation and all the rest.
But it wasn't a hard time to get that sort of equipment in the Norfolk area?
Smaller equipment is hard to get in Canada. So a lot of equipment comes from Europe or from the US.
Okay, and it's shipped here?
Yes, shipped here. Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned you bought the farm in, was it 2015?
Yes.
And had you grown up on a farm, or was this something that you just jumped into cold?
No. We started farming in the Netherlands in 1995. We started milking goats over there. Instead of cows, but this was very challenging, and the Netherlands very high populated. It's really hard for farming over there. There's not a lot of farmland left over there. So then we decided in 2009 to emigrate to Canada. We first moved to another farm, a smaller one, and then in 2015 we bought this farm.
And how many cattle are here?
We're milking around 85 milking cows. And then we have from young calves till they almost give milk, that's also a 75. So together 150 animals. At this moment, they're all in the barn. But as soon as the weather gets better, then they go outside again.
Would you say, like, having just got into farming here in Canada, would you say that is an easy thing to do, or?
It's not that it's easy. There's a lot more room here for farms. There's more land available, and if you can grow your own crops, that's not so expensive. Also, like in the Netherlands, you have to buy a lot of feed in, so that's more expensive.
So are you able to grow some of your own food for the cattle?
Almost everything.
Oh.
Yes. We're only buying some supplements, and the rest is all our own feed.
You have a store here on site where people can come and buy dairy products that, mm-hmm. that you've what would we call that?
Processed
here? I was going to say harvest, but harvest isn't really the right word, is it? That you've processed here. Can you talk a little bit about what people can get here and when the store's open?
Yeah, the store is open in May from Wednesday till Saturday, from 10 till 5. We offer in our store whole milk. It's not homogenized, so the cream will rise to the top. Chocolate milk, yogurt, quark, two kinds of cheeses. We use the bottles, so our milk is in glass bottles. We ask customers to pay $2 deposit, and they get the deposit back when they return their bottles clean. And we will reuse the bottles again. And that's also for the jars for our quark and our yogurt.